I think the single most exciting thing about where we're at right now is that where most people think we are is actually where we were 20 years ago, and where we are now is very different. What I mean by that is that a lot of people talk about the potential for DIY on the web and contrast it with being signed to a label. And it's often a very binary conversation, that the idea is that you either do it yourself or you have an old school deal and somehow that's selling out and it's terrible and, you know, and whatnot. And actually, I think that's where we were 20 years ago. Because I think there was a coffee shop circuit back then, there were folk clubs, there were people who were out playing off the back of just, you know, picking up a guitar and wandering around the world. I think that was possible to do then, and none of us knew about it really, because unless you knew who the person was, there wasn't a way of finding out about them. And actually, I think where we are now is that rather than us being stuck with that binary idea that you're either DIY or you're kind of, you know, signed and mainstream, is that we have this flat gradient between being completely unknown and being massive. And that because the internet has allowed us to fragment the infrastructure to the point where if I need a tour manager, I can hire one. I can find out about who the good tour managers are. I don't need to leave it to my label to collect all of those bits and pieces together for me, charge me for it, and then, you know, leave that all me with no option of kind of keep holding them accountable for what a good job, whether or not they do a good job. Instead, I can hire the bits that I need. So I can be completely DIY, that because I can talk directly to the people who are interested in what I do as a musician, I can manage it all myself. And that works for Lobelia and I, that, you know, we don't have anyone else that works with us. But if we got to the point where our touring schedule got too busy, then by virtue of that, we would be making some money and we'd be able to pay someone to come and help us with that. And if we got to the point where our records were in demand enough that they needed to be in physical shops somewhere, I can't imagine why anyone would want records to be in physical shops, but still. If that was the case, we could do it. We could hire a distributor and they could do a job and we could hold them. And because it was us hiring them, not some intermediary, they could do it. And if all of those different elements, whether it's tour management or promotion or radio plugging or whatever, got too much for me to deal with all those people, I can then hire a manager to handle that. So the option to make things granular, because I think there are a lot of people who are where the place that Toby was just talking about, that feeling like it's all got too much, that actually there's too much to do it on your own. And I certainly think that it's too complex to do on your own. The other thing that excites me is that a lot of the outsourcing of work is happening between artists and their audience and between artists. That around this table, that Kira and Brian and I and Lo, we plug what each other does. That if they do it, they're doing a tour, I'm going to let the people I know, who they don't know about the fact that they're on tour, because I think they're wonderful. And I don't do it expecting them to do the same. I do it because I think they're brilliant. And I do it because I can get to people they can't. And I think that the world is a better place if good music is happening in it. And I don't do it because they need to be millionaires and they need to be playing arenas. I do it because the things that they're talking about are good. I don't need to push them in any direction at all. I just am able to amplify what they're doing. That's kind of where the name of Amplified came from, was that option to do that online, to actually make things bigger that are already happening. And I find that really exciting. I find that gradient really exciting. And I'll stop there, because that's 4 minutes. That's quite long enough. Kira.
Mm-hmm.